present the infection prevention and control plan for the hospital. I have this plan, by the way, was approved by the Infection Prevention Committee on Friday, April 29th, and because of some meeting scheduling snafus, it has yet to go to our internal hospital quality committee, which I will do next month when they meet, and if we have any changes from our discussion today, I will bring those back to the board. But the only changes in the plan are really, I took out this plan is really supposed to only be a hospital-based plan. It is not for the community side at all, and there were a lot of things that had been included in the plan that were historical information that really didn't need to be in the plan. So it's quite a shorter document than last year's, and that's because I took out all of that information that really didn't need to be in there for the hospital. And this plan is basically a continuation of last year's plan as it comes to the things that we are going to be monitoring. Because the hospital is going to be closing in the next few months, it really didn't make any sense to start a whole new infection control plan. So are there any questions on the document at all, or questions for me?
Thank you very much, Linda.
Thank you.
Okay,
I just need to have the board approve the plan.
Okay. Darren,
so we just need a motion to move?
I move to approve the plan.
Okay.
I second.
Sounds good. All right.
Thank you,
Linda.
Thank you.